This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There was one of the great imams of the past. You know, he was this great imam who was loved and respected by everyone in his community. Students of knowledge would travel from around the world to come and sit and learn from him. He was a person who was known for his service of his people, his piety that was evident. But one of the things, you know, that was surprising was that his home life was, you know, terrifying. His wife, his spouse, would deal with him at times in a way that he himself felt was unjust, unfair, harsh. And, you know, people sometimes would say, you know, why don't you just divorce her if it's too much? And he would just say, leave me, she's my wife. I know what I'm doing. This is my struggle in life. And subhanAllah, after 20, 30 years of marriage, she passed away. And as he stood at her grave, you know, he wept and he wept and he made dua for her. You know, excessive amount of dua until everyone around him, they cried for her. And after, you know, after all of the tears were shed and after people, you know, she's entombed and the rahmah, we pray, has descended upon her, everyone begins to disperse. And the sheikh says, no, hold on. Ushidu Allah wa ushidukum. I ask Allah to bear witness and you to all be witnesses. Annaki taliq, that you, my wife, are divorced. And the people said, this man must have, you know, lost the plot. You know, the grief has gotten to him. And he said, no, I want you to know that I divorced my wife. And they said, what kind of man divorces a woman after she's already deceased? He said, I had such a tough time in the dunya. I pray that Allah doesn't join me with her even in Jannah. SubhanAllah. May Allah protect us from this. Come join me for love notes, inshallah. And let's see how we can prevent such an untimely and tragic dua at the passing of our spouse. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Please log on to almaghrib.org and join me for love notes, inshallah.